It is the West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS. Good morning. It's Skurvo for breakfast. Of course, three more sleeps until the polling day at the election takes place on Saturday. And I'm joined right now by Senator the Honourable Anne Rustin, who of course is Minister for Families and Social Services, Minister for Women's Safety and Manager of Government Business in the Senate to talk about the election as well. So good morning to you, Senator Anne. Thank you very much for joining us.
My absolute pleasure, and morning to you and your listeners.
All right. Well, let's just hear some of your plans in relation to the election. What are some of the things that you're pledging?
Well, I mean, on a broader sense, what we're saying is that we think the most important thing to Australians is making sure that we continue to make sure every Australian has access to a job if they want one. So we're going to the election with a very strong platform of job creation. We've already created 1.9 million jobs since we've been in government. We've got a plan to create another 1.3 million. And I'm sure that, like everybody around the whole of Australia, your listeners think having a job is probably one of the most important things that can be delivered by government, making sure the economy is strong so that jobs are being created so that people are able to get into work. But of course, you know, the other really important thing is to make sure that all of the essential services that Australians rely on are able to be provided. So we have a very, very broad policy platform in relation to things like the $19 billion that we're investing in aged care to make sure we respond to all of the recommendations of the Aged Care Royal Commission, making sure we continue to put lots of resources into our healthcare system, because there's nothing more important than making sure that our world-class healthcare system continues to have the funding that it needs. We've more than doubled the amount of money to things like Medicare, hospitals, and one of the really important ones in our term of government has been to more than double the amount of money we're spending on mental health, because it has been a really big issue, particularly through the pandemic. But just this last weekend, at our campaign launch, we made an announcement about a really exciting new program for young Australians, particularly about allowing them to use their own money through their superannuation to support getting together the deposit that they need to be able to get into their own home, because there will never be a more important asset that you buy in your life than your home and your house.
Yes.
And so we're very keen to make sure that young Australians can get access to their own money. This is not money of the government, not money of the superannuation funds. It's your own money. And we want to make sure that young Australians can get access to that, because once they're on that pathway to home ownership, it's a really positive experience. So we want to help them start that journey.
Okay. How's the campaign for you going? Obviously, you would play a part in that, I would presume.
Yeah, so as the campaign spokesperson, I've had the opportunity to get across a lot of different portfolio and policy areas, and has given me the chance to be able to tell Australians about the hugely wide range of policies that we have already implemented. I mean, we went to the last election with a whole heap of promises around job creation, strong economy. We've delivered on that, and so we've now got a plan to make sure that we continue to do it in the next term of government if the Australian public give us the honour of being re-elected on Saturday. But yes, I've been doing a lot of travelling around the country. I've been down in your the fair climes of Tasmania. Didn't get quite as far west as you guys, but certainly I got to Devonport and to Launceston and spent some time out there listening to, you know, the unique issues that face people in Tasmania, because whilst we are one country, each area has got unique issues that they're confronting. So very pleased to see a big investment in your forestry sector in your part of the world. So yeah, it's been a really interesting 5 weeks, and as you say, three sleeps to go, and Australians will vote.
Indeed. Of course, our electorate is Braddon, so Gavin Pearce is your man, so to speak. Have you had much to do with him?
I've had a lot to do with Gavin, and I have to say Gavin's reputation in Canberra is second to none as being somebody who absolutely fights every single minute that he's in Canberra for the electorate of Braddon and the people that he represents. I have to say he's a bit of a favourite of mine. I have a lot of time for Gavin. I think he's one of the best local members I've ever seen in my time in Parliament. And I think the people of Braddon, would have to look a very long way before they'd find somebody who was a stronger advocate for their particular issues as Gavin is. I mean, he rang me yesterday morning and said to me he He needed some additional money for emergency relief and food relief in his local community, and he wouldn't get off the phone until he got that funding secured. So, yeah, he is absolute one of a kind, is your Gavin.
Excellent. Okay, well, any other thoughts as we just wrap up the interview, I guess? Anything else you wanted to talk about?
Well, just to say that, you know, I think, there is a really important decision for your electors to make on Saturday, and I hope that we've convinced you and your listeners through what we've put forward as our really strong plan. But most particularly, I think, you know, that your community will be well served to see Gavin back in Canberra and continuing to fight to make sure that the people of the west of Tasmania continue to have the great representation that they've had for the last 3 years.
Senator Honourable Anne Ashton, thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, no worries. There we go. Senator the Honourable Anne Ruston, Minister for Families and Social Services, Minister for Women's Safety and Manager of Government Business in the Senate, joining us this morning here at 7XS.